We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Taruvos, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Yud. V'alkein ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. Now we'll understand another law of Taruvos, that it's only when the non-kosher falls into the kosher by itself or by accident. A Jew is not allowed to intentionally take non-kosher and drop it into kosher as a means of nullifying the non-kosher, making it kosher. That's called ein mevatlin yisur lechatchila. B'di'evet, if it fell in by itself, then these rules of taruvos go into effect. But lechatchila, you can't do it. Ki ikar bitul ho'isur al yedei hastoras hayediyah. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, the fact that something unkosher can be nullified comes about when there's hastoras hayediyah, when we didn't know. We didn't know that this was taking place. We didn't know that the non-kosher was falling into the kosher. Dahainu al yedei sheyoytzei ho'isur v'oiver me'eni adas v'nesarev. We're talking about a situation where the non-kosher left our attention for a moment or for whatever it is, and got mixed in with the kosher. The fact that it left our consciousness, we didn't have an eye on it for that moment or for that period of time, that's what made that non-kosher leave the category of vadai, of being definite non-kosher, and it entered into a new category of sofek, maybe. Now that it got mixed in with other stuff, when we look at that whole mix now, we're not sure. We don't know. Every piece that's in there, maybe it's kosher, maybe it's not. It's suffik. Mibchinas ra legamri, the item changed from being originally in a state of total bed, shehu bchinas ra ayin hanal, which we said comes from that power of ra ayin, v'nase bchinas targum, and it changed into something else called Targum, Shehu Bechinas Shoigeg, Bechinas Sheino, Bechinas Sofekana, which is something that's in between. It's doubt, it's questionable, it's by accident. Shoigeg means by accident. It's compared to sleep. Sleep is also something that has good and bad in it. A person can have true dreams or false dreams. But when a person takes something non-kosher that he knows is non-kosher, he knows it in his mind and he's looking at it and he knows this is something non-kosher, umarvoi, and he mixes it with kosher, ef shelavatli, then it's no longer possible for it to become nullified, meachar shenikor loayin velodas b'shas hataroves. Because at the time that it mixed, he saw it. He knew that this was the non-kosher. Alkein ein ho'isur shehu ra'ayin nifrat misham. Therefore, the negativity, the ra'ayin, does not leave it. It's only if it fell in by accident or by itself, not through a conscious move on the part of a person, then it can become nullified. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'alkein motzinu she'isa derabonon chomor me'isa d'oraisa. And this is why we find an incredible thing in the Gemara and in Halacha, that sometimes an item that's rabbinically forbidden has stricter laws than something that's forbidden mid'oraisa from the Torah Shebichsav. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Erevin Daf Chofal of Amid Beis, and Yerushalmi in Brachas, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, Chamurim divrei soifrim yoyser mishel Torah, that sometimes the words of the rabbis are stricter than that of the written Torah. Af sheledina bevadai isa d'oraisa chomor harbe yoyser, even though technically an isa d'oraisa is much stricter than isa d'rabbonon, something that's forbidden mid'oraisa is a much higher level of strictness than midrabbonim, ki sofek d'oraisa lechumra v'sofek d'rabbonim lekula, as we learned earlier, that when it comes to d'oraisa, even if it's a questionable, you're not allowed to do it. Whereas when it comes to the rabbonim, the law is sofek d'rabbonim lekula, that by Sofek Drabanan we take the more lenient view. However, there are cases, there are instances, for example, where a person did something by accident or intentionally, where in a certain way, in a certain respect, shoigeg is worse, is more strict than mezid. Ki klipas eitz hadas koshe beyoiser kanal behilches chelev, haloch aleph. Because the klipa of the eitz hadas, which is good and bad mixed together, which is what we learned earlier, when something is isod rabbonon, the implication is that it's part of this toivorah, it's this eitz hadas toivorah, that's more difficult to conquer, to eliminate, than something that's all bad. So too, regarding what we're speaking about, there are instances where an Isad Rabbonon has stricter rules than Isad Oiraisa when it comes to Taroivis. V'chein bebechina zu, sofek isur chomor me isur vadai. And so too, there are certain situations where sofek isur is stricter, has stricter laws, we're stricter regarding that, than vada isur. Kamoi Shemuva, as the Ramo brings in Orachaim, Simen Tov Reish Gimel, I believe there he's talking about Hilchas Yom Kippur, when it talks about a person doing tshuva for sins that they did, and he says that in some ways it's more difficult to do tshuva for the things a person did unintentionally than things he did intentionally. Ki osham toloi biyoiker michatos. A chatos is a korban that a person brings for a sin that he did b'shoigeg. He was mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg. He didn't know that today was Shabbos. He didn't know. Osham toloi is a korban that a person brings where he's not sure he did something wrong. There were two pieces of meat in front of him. One was kosher, one non-kosher. He ate one of them, and he doesn't know which is the one that he ate, the kosher or non-kosher. And we know that Osham Toloi is a much more expensive korban than Chatos. Chatos is a goat. Osham Toloi is a par. So it's much more expensive. Ki hasofek hu bebechinas eitz hadas shehi klipo kosha biyoser. Because the doubt, the term sofek, which is doubt, that represents the eitz hadas, which was good and bad, which is a more powerful klipa than isur, than actual isur. V'zeh shom Rabbi Seinuzal, and this is why the Gemara says in Brochas, Daf Dalet, and in Erevin, ho'ivra al divrei chachomim chayev misa, that a person who goes against the words of the rabbis, he is chayev misa bidei shemayim. V'chein omru, and the Gemara also says in Adorim, Daf Zayim, kol mokim shenosnu boy chachomim einehem, wherever the rabbis set their eyes, oy misa, oy oini, it results either in death or poverty. This means wherever the rabbis, wherever somebody's crossed a red line where he was showing disrespect to the rabbis, it resulted either in death or poverty, major, major punishment. Ki ho'oivra al divrei chachomim b'chinas tor shebal peh, hu b'chinas chet eitz hadas toivora. Because a person who goes against the words of the rabbis, which means the Torah shebal peh, which we mentioned earlier, is b'chinas eitz hadas toivora. You have the Mishnayos, which is kosher apostle, tomei Torah, which is like this toivora. So a person who transgresses against that, it's a concept of the chet eitz hadas, b'chinas targum kanal, Aramaic, which is also the go-between between Loshna Kodesh and the languages of the Goyim. V'alkein hu chayev misa. And this is why he's chayev misa. K'maisha Kosov, as it says in the Torah, b'yoyim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. Hashem said to Adam and Chava, on the day that you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will die. So if Torah Shebal Peh is a concept of Eitz Hadas, because it's toivora, it's kosher postama, then a person who transgresses against the Torah Shebal Peh, he transgresses against the words of the rabbis, it's this penalty of oy misa, oy oini, or death, or poverty, or suffering. Zebchinas bitzovin toichleno. Just as Hashem issued a curse when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, that the parnosa is gonna come through major struggle. Shehu bchinas anius shenigzar al pagam Eitz Hadas. This is the concept of the poverty that was decreed as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shehechlef Hashem yisborach hagzera mimi saloini, whereby Hashem changed the decree from death to poverty. Ki oni choshev kames, because we know the Gemara tells us a poor person is considered chas v'shalom as if he's dead. V'zeh b'chinas kol mokim sh'nosnu b'y chachamim einehem. Rav Nosson says, look at this. Look at the Gemara's choice of words. It says, wherever the rabbis set their eyes, either death or poverty. Why does the Gemara use that? It's a strange expression. Wherever the chachamim place their eyes. Einehem daika. The Gemara uses that word very pointedly. Ki hamoyred kenegdam. Because a person who rebels against the Chachamim and he goes against their words, he's being poigim in the eyes. Bebechinas ayin hora shel shivim umoy shenidbak bohem chas v'shalom ayidei pegam eitz hadas shehu ho'ivral divrei chachamim kanal. This is the concept of the ra ayin of the 70 nations, which attaches itself to a person who's poigim in the Eitz Hadas, who goes against the words of the rabbis. V'alkein nenash mibichinas einayim. And that's why his punishment comes from the eyes. It says wherever the rabbis set their eyes, the rabbis looked in a negative way, it resulted in death or poverty. Kisho magia pegam shele, because the pegam of this person, by transgressing against the Eitz Hadas, he drew upon himself this ra of the 70 nations. And this is also why the rabbis are referred to as the eyes of the community. Because through them, we are zeche to correct the eyes of Kedusha. Shubchinas shmira sabris. This is the concept of purity in Tikkun HaBris, which is dependent on the eyes. Kanal behilchas bosa shenasalim and ayin, as we learned earlier in those laws, halacha beis. Shetikunoi daiko al yedei einei hoeda. This person who was poigame in the ra ayin of the 70 nations, his tikkun is through the eyes of the community, shehem hachachomim, Shem bechinas Torah shebal peh, which is the rabbis, the Torah shebal peh, shehu bechinas tikkun atargum kanal, which is the tikkun for targum.